Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Aging as a Spiritual Practice by L. Richmond, approaches later life as more than a biological process or a social problem to manage. It presents aging as an inner path, inviting readers to meet physical change, shifting roles, and increasing awareness of mortality with attention, honesty, and compassion. Rather than promising quick fixes, the book frames growing older as a contemplative training ground where everyday experiences can deepen wisdom. Richmond draws on broadly accessible spiritual principles and practical reflection to help readers work with fear, regret, and uncertainty while cultivating gratitude, humility, and purpose. The tone is guide-like and encouraging, emphasizing that spiritual growth is not reserved for monasteries or retreats but can unfold in the routines of ordinary life. Readers are prompted to explore how identity evolves across life stages, how relationships can mature, and how a person can live more meaningfully even as abilities change. The book serves as a map for turning the challenges of aging into opportunities for awakening and service. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, reframing aging from decline to inner development, a central theme is the shift from viewing aging as a story of loss to seeing it as a stage of deepening. The book encourages readers to question cultural narratives that equate value with youth, productivity, or appearance, and to replace them with a more spacious understanding of human worth. Aging becomes an invitation to strengthen qualities such as patience, clarity, forgiveness, and equanimity. This reframing does not deny real difficulties like illness, fatigue, or grief. Instead, it proposes that these realities can be engaged as spiritual teachers, revealing what is essential and what can be released. Readers are guided to notice how attachments to status, control, or old self-images can create suffering, and how loosening those grips can bring relief. Practical contemplation supports this shift, reflecting on life transitions, identifying lessons carried forward, and recognizing recurring patterns that are ready to change. Over time, the emphasis moves from accumulating achievements to cultivating presence. The result is a more dignified and empowered approach to later life, grounded in meaning rather than fear. Secondly, mindfulness and contemplative practices for everyday aging, the book highlights contemplative methods that fit into ordinary routines, treating daily life as the primary practice space. Simple mindfulness skills help readers observe thoughts and emotions about aging without being overwhelmed by them. Paying attention to breath, body sensations, and moment-to-moment experience becomes a way to meet discomfort with steadiness. This approach supports working with common challenges such as anxiety about health, comparisons with others, or worry about the future. A contemplative orientation also fosters appreciation, training the mind to notice what remains possible and nourishing. Reflection practices encourage readers to ask direct questions. What matters now? What is being avoided? What would it mean to live today with integrity? The emphasis is less on perfect technique and more on consistency and kindness toward oneself. By building a habit of returning to awareness, readers can respond rather than react when plans change, energy fluctuates, or losses occur. Over time, these practices can transform aging from a series of problems to solve into a continuous opportunity to cultivate wisdom, compassion, and realistic hope. Thirdly, working with change, loss, and mortality with compassion, another important focus is meeting the inevitable losses of aging without turning them into despair or denial. The book frames change as a constant companion, including changes in the body, roles, independence, and social circles. Instead of insisting on constant positivity, it validates grief as a natural response while offering ways to stay present with it. A compassionate stance helps readers recognize the difference between clean pain and added suffering created by resistance, shame, or harsh self-judgment. Contemplation on mortality is treated as clarifying rather than morbid, encouraging a realistic relationship with impermanence. When death is acknowledged, priorities can sharpen and trivial concerns can loosen their hold. The book also points toward practices of letting go, such as forgiving unresolved conflicts, simplifying commitments, and releasing identities that no longer fit. This does not mean disengagement from life. Rather, it supports a fuller engagement with what is here now, including love, connection, and meaningful action. Through this lens, vulnerability becomes a doorway to deeper tenderness for oneself and others. Fourthly, relationships, community, and the spiritual work of connection. The book emphasizes that aging is not only an individual journey, but a relational one. As people grow older, friendships shift, family dynamics evolve, and new forms of dependence or caregiving may arise. These changes can bring both friction and opportunity. A contemplative approach encourages readers to practice honest communication, listening, and empathy, especially when roles reverse and independence decreases. The spiritual work includes recognizing pride, fear, or resentment that can block receiving help, as well as the guilt or exhaustion that can accompany offering help. The book also underscores the importance of community, suggesting that isolation can magnify anxiety while shared meaning can restore resilience. Connection is presented as a practice, showing up, staying engaged, and nurturing bonds across generations. Readers are invited to see relationships as a mirror for inner growth, revealing where patience, boundaries, gratitude, or forgiveness are needed. By treating everyday interactions as part of spiritual practice, later life can become a time of deepened intimacy and service. The result is a richer sense of belonging and a more grounded way to navigate the social realities of aging. Lastly, purpose, legacy, and living wisely in the later years. A recurring question in contemplative aging is what to do with the time and awareness that later life brings. The book explores purpose not as a single grand mission, but as a lived alignment with values. As careers change or end and external markers of success fade, readers are encouraged to clarify what feels meaningful now. This can include mentoring, volunteering, creating, repairing relationships, deepening spiritual life, or simply bringing presence and kindness into ordinary moments. The idea of legacy is approached broadly, not limited to financial inheritance or public recognition. Legacy includes the emotional and ethical imprint left on others through daily choices, habits of attention, and the way one meets difficulty. Reflection can help readers review life with honesty, integrating regrets into learning rather than self-condemnation. The book supports simplifying, prioritizing, and choosing commitments that match current energy and values. It also encourages a wise balance between planning and surrender, recognizing that the future is uncertain. In this way, later life becomes a period of refining, offering, and living more deliberately, with fewer distractions and greater depth. In conclusion, this book is best suited for adults who are entering midlife or later life, as well as younger readers who want a healthier relationship with time, change, and mortality. It will also resonate with caregivers, counselors, and spiritual seekers looking for grounded ways to support aging without platitudes. The benefit is practical and personal. By treating aging as a spiritual practice, readers can reduce fear, meet losses with more steadiness, and discover sources of meaning that do not depend on youthful strength or constant achievement. The contemplative lens helps people respond to bodily changes, shifting identity, and relationship transitions with greater compassion and clarity. Compared to many books on aging that focus mainly on health optimization, finances, or productivity hacks, this guide offers a different kind of value. It emphasizes inner transformation, emotional maturity, and wise acceptance while still encouraging engaged living. That makes it a worthwhile purchase for readers who want more than advice and want a framework for becoming kinder, more resilient, and more awake. If you are looking for a companionable guide to growing older with dignity and depth, this book delivers a thoughtful and enduring approach. If you would like to support L. Richmond, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.